After an emotional parting with his family and his Rebbe, Reb Chaim headed for security. The security agents opened his suitcase and searched through it. But this was the easy part on the American side.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Kennedy Airport Security. Please open your suitcase. And please take off your shoes and your socks and take off your belt.
Oh, fine. Am I getting ready for bed or something?
No, you're not getting ready for bed. You're getting ready for security procedure for your safety to make sure no terrorists on the plane. Please make sure no liquid inside your suitcase. Also, your shoes cannot have a bomb inside. So we're going to put your suitcase and your shoes and everything else from your pocket. Take out your keys and your spare change.
Ay, 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 it's going to take me maybe a half hour to put everything back together again.
What's up? Please don't complain. It's not my law. I just enforce the law. By the way, what is this pen over here?
Oh, that's the Rebbitzin's Kugel. It's really delicious. You should have a piece.
Yeah, but I have to know if it explodes.
It's explosively tasty, let me tell you.
Sir, would you please step over to the side so we can question you about that explosion?
That was just a joke, just a joke. It really tastes good. Why don't you have a piece?
Sir, we are not trained to jokes. We just have to check your personal security procedure.
Yeah, I bet you can't say that 10 times fast either.
Okay, sir, you can go ahead now. Have a nice ride.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm on my way.
Reb Chaim grabbed his shoes and socks and put them on as quickly as he could. He grabbed his carry-on luggage and started jogging through the dizzying array of shops, porters, passengers, crying children, restaurants, duty-free shops, and all of the usual excitement that goes on in airports. One glance at his watch told him that he only had a few minutes to make it to his flight on time.
I'll never make it to this flight on time. I have... Hashem, please give me siyata d'shmaya. I have to run at around 26 miles an hour. But I was never good at running marathons. As a matter of fact, I never ran any marathons. All I did was mow my lawn. I'm in really bad shape. Oh, no. Here's my gate. Okay, they're still lining up. They're still getting on. Looks like I even made it on time for Mincha.
Reb Chaim got onto his flight with only seconds to spare and settled in his seat. The flight crew prepared for takeoff, and the pilot got on to make an announcement with the co-pilot close by to help him out.
Attention, ladies, and, what are the other types called again?
Gentlemen!
Attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Just gentlemen!
Attention, just gentlemen.
No.
Excuse me, would you get to the point already? I'm about to miss my minion for my rib.
Okay, I'll do my best. Attention, all you people out there on the plane. This is flight 264 to Russia with a flight time of approximately 17 hours or 72 hours. You just never know. Depends how many stopovers we have and depends how many times I fall asleep at the wheel and a bunch of other stuff. But anyway, we're going to be taking off, hopefully, in around...
We're going to be taking off, hopefully? You mean we might not take off? Is something wrong with the plane?
No, sir. This plane is going to be taking off and approximately exactly on time, even though it might be late. And, you see, we have a flat tire right now, and we're just having some grounds crew working on that problem. We also want to let you know that we have a wide variety of beverages available. We're constantly updating and upgrading our offers of beverages for our esteemed passengers. We have now expanded our beverage list to ginger ale and...
Diet ginger ale.
And diet ginger ale and our latest edition... Diet root beer.
Diet root beer? Nobody drinks diet root beer.
Well, sir, that's the whole idea. We try to offer flavors that nobody likes, and that's how we save a lot of money.
This is Air Moscow, after all.
By the way, we can't hear you up here in the cockpit when you talk.
Here we go again with that whole back and forth. Not even the same pilot, but he's the same Iber Chacham.
What was that you said?
I said you're the same Iber... Hey, wait a minute. You heard me.
No, sir. We can't hear you up here. It's the way our planes are made, you understand? That's why we can't respond to what you're saying.
Ah, you weren't responding to what I was saying, huh?
No, not at all. Not at all.
The plane finally took off, and without much drama, arrived in Moscow just a few days later.